South Sudan is postponing national elections that were set for June 30th. Government spokesman Michael Makuei announced the decision today in Juba. He also said the terms of President Salva Kiir and the National Assembly will be extended in line with the power-sharing proposal brokered by IGAD and signed at the start of this month by Mr. Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar.
Bearing in mind this agreement and the situation and our commitment to agree and operationalize the agreement, the government found it inappropriate to continue with the elections after this. In our quest for peace, the cabinet decided to call off the elections and extend the lifespan of the cabinet, of the elective positions, so that we give peace the chance.
The terms of the president and the National Assembly will be extended
for 2 years with effect from the 9th July 2015 to the 9th July 2017.
Ever since the government announced in December that it has set aside more than half a billion US dollars to fund the elections, there have been calls for the vote to be delayed until peace has been restored in South Sudan. The power-sharing proposal that was signed by Mr. Kiir and Machar 2 weeks ago calls for the elections to be delayed and for a transitional government of national unity to be set up by July 9th of this year and remain in power for 30 months. It says elections will not be held before the end of the transitional period, so not before December 2017. The proposal also calls for the tenure of the National Assembly to be extended for 30 months from July 9th and for the number of lawmakers to be expanded from just over 300 to 400. Makuei says that delaying the elections and extending the tenures of the president and parliament,
this is a clear expression of the government that it is serious and it means peace.
He says the National Assembly will debate both issues next week. The SPLM in opposition says the decision by the Council of Ministers to extend the mandate of President Kiir and the parliament will complicate efforts of bringing peace to the country. Former Vice President and rebel leader Riek Machar says extending the mandate of President Kiir will prolong the war and the suffering of the people of South Sudan. Machar says the best option for Juba is to dissolve Mr. Kiir's cabinet.
What they should have done was ask President Kiir to resign. This is what will bring about peace. I do not know where they're basing this extension of the government and parliament on. Is it on the constitution? Is it the powers of the president? Because he has sweeping powers. To me, I think this is just complicating the attainment of peace. We are supposed to be sitting again on the 20th of this month and discuss peace and hopefully get an agreement.
In a situation like this, where a government announces that it is extending the mandate of the parliament and of the sitting president, what is the legality of such a move?
It is just sheer. They're not acting according to law. Cannot understand it. I do not know what they want by doing this. Just to remain in power, just to give Salva Kiir 2 more years to destroy the country. I think this is it.
The IGAD proposal that was given to both of you last time before you signed the areas of agreement on the 1st of February, it talked about increasing the number of members of parliament to 400. And now they're extending the mandate of this current parliament. Where does that leave that agreement?
We did not agree. It was one point of disagreement. Our position is that this parliament should be dissolved by the 8th of March. This government should dissolve itself by 8th of March. The parliament loses its legitimacy by the 8th of March. So if there is going to be a reconstitution of parliament, it should be by an agreement. We have not yet agreed on that. We were saying we needed even a smaller size parliament, 250, once the parliament is dissolved by 8th of March. The whole country has no money to spend on a large parliament. A smaller parliament at this time is imperative. 250 would be good, but you need to dissolve the 332 current parliament.
What is your expectations for the next round of talks that is starting next week? Do you see any hope? Because you have been sitting and talking and talking, and analysts in the region are saying there is no results out of these talks. Do you see any prospects for ending the violence through the last phase of the talks next week?
Despite the new communication done by the Council of Ministers that they have extended the life of the government, the presidency of Salva Kiir, for another 2 more years, and the life of parliament for another 2 years. To me, that is a complication. But there are still serious issues which we have not agreed upon. One, the structure of the leadership of the transitional government. This is not agreed. The parliament itself, its composition, has not been agreed. We have not agreed on fundamental issues on federalism. We have not agreed on security arrangements. We have not agreed on the accountability agenda. Our position is that if peace is to come to the country, the report of Obasanjo, the AU Commission of Inquiry on Violations in South Sudan, must be made public. We now understand that the AU and Peace and Security Council does not want to make this document public. This report must be made public. What do I explain to the people whose kins have been murdered, massacred, the genocide taken in Jubo? What do I explain to them?
That's rebel leader Riek Machar is speaking to my colleague John Tanza from the Ethiopian capital Addis Ababa earlier today.